First annual St. Tammany Hamburger Festival, North Shore's newest family-friendly event with live country, rock, Motown, Zydeco, and more. Featuring arts, crafts, food vendors, hamburger eating contest, hamburger cook-off, a baby crawling contest, rides, games, and more. May 20th through the 22nd at the St. Tammany Parish Fairgrounds, Covington. $10 adults, $5 for students, kids under 6 get in free. StTammanyHamburgerFestival.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
I guess this is the... Is that the beginning? Okay. this is Michelle Herstis. You're going to get Herstified tonight. I am filling in for the Flaming Conservative for the Holy Patriotic Jambalaya Show. And thank you so much, Flaming Conservative, for having me fill in for you tonight. We've got lots on our plate tonight, lots of news. But real quick, I just kind of wanted to open up with a little something that's been going on. So pro-life or pro-choice? This is a question that has been around for decades. As we come up to the midterms, this question is in everyone's faces. I feel due to the fact that a new Supreme Court judge, who in fact is very liberal, doesn't even know what a woman is, had come into office. Judge Jackson, I think, leaked this on purpose. Because of the possible ruling for states to make the decision on abortion legality. It was leaked for two reasons. Democrats knew that they were going to see a red wave in the midterms. They can see it. They could see that things are starting to change, that a red wave is coming. So they leaked this information. They also leaked it because I feel that there is too much about Hunter Biden's laptop that is getting out right now. The hypocrisy of the left amazes me. I'm going to try to circle back to how their minds work, if it even works at all. And let's see if you can follow. And this is just, you know, about abortion and things like that. I can't even get started on some of the other things. I'll be here for 2 days. So let's save all women. You know, that's what we hear from the left. Let's save all women. But a female in the womb isn't anything, so let's kill it. I am woman, hear me roar. But let women lose the chance at scholarships and awards because a man can't win against another man and wants to wear a skirt. It's just a lump of cells. But cells on another planet is life. And if you kill a pregnant woman, it's double homicide. It's not a person until it's out of the womb. Oh, so that thing kicking you from inside of you is just your imagination? That thing inside of you feeding off of your body is what, just a moving cyst? But yet you go up to a pregnant woman and is like, ooh, let me feel your belly for the baby kicking. When a baby is born, it won't have a gender. I'm going to let it decide what its gender is when it gets older. But I want the doctor to tell me if it's a boy or a girl so I can have a gender reveal party. It's my body, and I can do whatever I want to it. Oh, but that's another person growing inside you, and it's its own body, so maybe it doesn't want to be killed. But we have to have abortions because it's for the mother's health. With technology today, there is zero reason to kill a baby because the mom is going to die before giving birth. But what about rape and incest? Got to be able to kill a baby because of that. 0.5% of abortions are from incest, and 1% of abortions are from rape. So the libs are saying it's okay to kill the other 98.5% of innocent lives due to inconvenience. Oh, and by the way, 50% of them are repeaters. I've heard from someone that worked in a clinic before and said that she had had women come in for their 9th abortion. Disgusting. It's not murder or cruel. So ripping a living creature from limb to limb and having them feel every single part of it is okay. Yet you claim if someone did that to a puppy or a seal, that's animal cruelty. It's my body and my choice. But yet you wanted everyone to get a mandatory jab that no one knows what's in it and have it affect your entire body and immune system, not give anyone the choice about it by firing them or restricting them from the life that they had. Oh, well, if it's up to the state, now women have to either do it illegally or and get in trouble or have to go out of their state. Oh, the horror of having to travel to kill your baby. Guess you've never left the state to go on vacation, huh? This is their minds. It all just makes me sick and it turns my stomach. That's what I just wanted to start out with to give you a little something to think about. Now, I have a few callers on here. I know that Phil the Patriot, our patriotic Cajun Buccaneer, he always calls in. But I'm going to go ahead and start real quick, I hope you don't mind, Phil, with Matthew from Metairie. So, Matthew, are you on? How you doing?
I'm doing well. So it's amazing that this leak came out. And
mighty coincidental, huh?
Yeah, especially as two major events last week got almost no press attention, and they should have gotten a ton. First, of course, was the release of 2,000 Mules, which I've seen. And I've got to go buy the DVD because there's details of it that escaped me. Apparently, a bunch of people are downloading it on BitChute. Shouldn't do that because, you know, it costs a lot of money to make this thing, but I couldn't help myself. So I watched it, and it's pretty convincing. If you were skeptical before, this should settle all of your doubts. But you'd have to be skeptical with an open mind. The other thing that happened, which got even less attention than 2,000 Mules, is another document dump from Pfizer, you know, Children's Health Defense Network. Sued the FDA to get release of all of the information from Pfizer that they turned over to the government. And as it turns out, this latest document dump reveals fraud.
Then the FDA actually wanted to hold out on that, especially with the Johnson & Johnson. They didn't even want to approve that to even go through for the vaccine for children. So it's just a fallacy. It's ridiculous.
Right. Well, it so happens, though, as you might have heard, fraud negates all the quote-unquote liability protections for Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah. I know. They stipulated that in there. But, I want to get Phil's take on everything. Matthew, I appreciate you calling in, especially me filling in for the flaming conservative.
Can you have both of us on at the same time?
I don't know. Can we do that, Josh? He's the producer. Hello?
Hello?
Do we have
hello.
Phil on, too?
Yes, I'm still here.
Hey, there you are. Okay, we got the patriotic Cajun Buccaneer. So, you want to get on in on this, Phil?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. Abortion is the worst kind of curse and the worst kind of murder on this planet today. That's right. Abortion is two things. It's the worst kind of curse and it's the worst kind of murder that there is. Let me tell you something. The vaccination is not far behind it. And these Nazi-type Chi-Com rules on us, The 666 new Nazi normal rules are designed to kill us.
They are, Phil. This is confirmed.
Population control is exactly what it is. The most form of demonic, patriot control. That's what I want to say right now. Let's start a patriot alliance here in Jefferson Parish. Let's have a patriot fest. All these people around us having all these festivals around here. Let's have a patriot fest. Let's have Jeff over there. Let's do it over there by the Causeway Boulevard next to the High Release statue. And form a board for.
Why don't we make it go real big and have it at Lafreniere Park?
Well, look, guys, let's hold on to that thought. I think we just heard some music coming on. I think we're going to be going into our first break, if I'm not mistaken. So,
I'm holding on.
Yep, hold on, all right? All right. So if you want to give us a call on our on the radio.
The party
line.
We'll
see you on the next side. Thanks.
River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
crawfish bisque. In the opinion of many, no crawfish dish is better. It's substantial enough that it can be served as an entree, although in restaurants it's more often served by the cup as a preliminary course. The classic Cajun style veers far from the standard definition of bisque in French cooking. Instead of being thickened with cream or pureed rice, it's made with a dark roux, pulverized crawfish tail meat, and crawfish stock. It's thick, spicy, and aromatic. Stuffed crawfish heads are considered by many eaters as sine qua non. We stick by our dictum that stuffing and unstuffing the heads is a pointless waste of time and recommend using crawfish boulet made with the same stuffing.
The Food Show, right here on WGSO, 2 till 4.
Parents, want to turn a negative into a positive for your children? Purchase the positive and patriotic book, Juju the Good Voodoo and One Flag, One America, both written, illustrated, and published locally by our own fellow WGSO colleague, Michelle Wonder Woman Hurstis. Juju the Good Voodoo is about turning negatives into positives, and One Flag, One America is the true story of the American flag, and it also teaches children patriotism. Go to jujuthegoodvoodoo.com and oneflagoneamerica.com and purchase your books today. Also available, Juju the Good Voodoo Dolls and Little Star Dolls. That's jujuthegoodvoodoo.com and oneflagoneamerica.com. Authored by our own colleague, Michelle Wonder Woman Hurstis. Contact her via email, hurstified@yahoo.com.
All right. You are listening to the Holy Patriotic Jambalaya Show. Flaming Conservative sounds a little different tonight. I'm Michelle Hurstis. I'm filling in for him. You are listening to us on 990 AM WGSO. You can also listen to us live at WGSO.com, our live stream, and also on the TuneIn app. If you want to get on the show, you can give us a call at 556-9696. But I think, Matthew, are you still there? You had one more question
for
me?
Yeah, I'm right here. Yeah, okay. I had one question for you, and I don't know that you know the answer to this, but as a woman, from a woman's perspective, you might know somebody who knows the answer. Why is it that everybody ignores the easy availability of contraceptives, and should we make them easier to get? I mean, I'm just saying, last year and the year before, we all kvetched and moaned and groaned about the fact that, you know, the medical establishment was doing to hide the ivermectin from us and hide the hydroxychloroquine from us, which, you know, behind a prescription wall guarded by drones and machine guns. Well,
right.
Why don't we move that the stuff that we know what the side effects profiles are, has been available for years and years and years, and put them on the over-the-counter side? I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, look, I'm with you. I mean, there's other things that, I mean, you can use condoms. You know, it's as simple as that.
You can
use that to prevent, you know, getting pregnant instead of an abortion. You know, it's amazing that they're going to now put, you know, menstrual items in all bathrooms, you know, and make that readily available, but then not, you know, teach children, you know, about having safe sex, or really shouldn't be even having it at all, especially with everything that's been, you know, spreading around. You know, Harvard and MIT does a study and says wearing a mask is having protective sex, you know, around your face. Really? So it's just more hypocrisy from the left, Matthew. That's all it is. But
you didn't get an answer to any of these questions. It's that you ask the questions to the ether, because the other side doesn't want to show up for the debate. They want to show up and go, free.
Yeah. Yeah, they
all right. Well, listen, I'm going to let you go. You're doing a great job sitting in for John.
All right. Thanks, Matthew. Yeah. I appreciate it.
All right. You and Phil have a great
Phil,
night.
Phil, do you have a take on that, on what Matthew said?
Yes, I do. Listen, you know, he mentioned a lot of good things, and all, and I appreciate it very much. He knows what's happening. And I want to mention something, by the way. I've recently seen clips from the movie 2,000 Mules, and immediately I recognized some of the people in there. All the perpetrators getting into the boxes and doing their dirty work, they all look just like all the Antifa people. They look like the burning, looting, murderers, Antifa people that attacked us around the monuments here in Orleans Parish. The army is growing, and it's being funded by all kinds of Satanists from around the world. These people are domestic terrorists to the max, and they all want to be the ultimate satanic ninja on the planet. And I really mean that.
They dress like ninjas too, huh, Phil? They're all in black with their little hoodies and their little black masks and everything. It's mighty funny they want to stand up for something, yet they never show their faces.
And abortionists, they dress in a similar way, but in a much lighter colors, with a little knife in their hand, where they murder little kids. You know, this is the biggest hypocrisy. This has got to stop. The abortion of children has got to stop. There's many forms of murder and abortion, and they're forcing a whole lot of abortions right now. But, you know, we need to
most definitely
inform each other. You know, we need to build a border alliance between Jefferson and Orleans of some kind, and do the same thing with the Texas-Mexico border. We need to pick all of our borders, our moral borders and everything else. I mean, they're trying to turn the little kids into hermaphrodites and bisexuals and stuff. They're trying to make little boys little girls and little girls little boys. So it's not good. Public schools, not all public schools, but a lot of places are pursuing the satanic thing against our children to change them so they can eventually change America. But
I think a lot of that goes back to population control that, you know, you'd kind of mentioned earlier. You know, because if you've got little boys being little girls and little girls being little boys, then, you know, who's going to have the baby and who's doing what and, you know, that type of thing. You know, I was just reading about Jazz Jennings, the first little, you know, transgender that supposedly came out when, you know, he was 2 years old saying that he wants to be a little girl. Well, you know, and the parents went with it because they were like, oh, we don't want the child to be depressed or, you know, things like that. Well, guess what? Now the child being 18, you know, is having problems getting you know, changed the genitalia changed and now is in depression and has gained 100 pounds with a food disorder.
They do it with drugs, they do it with food, they do it with movies. They're causing gender confusion syndrome all the time. And it's the same thing with another poison called pornography and other stuff where they show kill films, people blowing people's heads off and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
There's underground satanic market out there, and they have access to it all the time, and they're working together. That's why we need to work together more. All of these people need to get together, the crime fighters, the crime stoppers, you know, people that love this community and all communities around us. You know, I'm talking about Home Defense Foundation and others around the whole country. We need to have more unification because they're unified. I can tell you that right now. And they're showing on TV right now. They're attacking the churches. They're attacking
Supreme
Court. They're going after the Supreme Court judges. This is not by accident. It's another rerun of what happened just before the election and during the election of Donald Trump this last time when they stole the White House from us and our true president, you know, Donald Trump. They stole that thing. If you watch 2000 News, if you see half of what I saw, you understand what I'm saying. They had dozens, perhaps hundreds of them, going to these drop boxes, dressed like little ninjas, filling the boxes up in the middle of the night, all that night, at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, all that night, all across the whole freaking country. Amen.
All right. Well, look, so let's bring in some callers. We have a few of them on here. We've got Steve from the country. Hey, Steve, you are on Holy Patriotic Jambalaya with Phil and Michelle. How's it going?
How are you doing, Lady Michelle, one of the leading ladies of WGSO, the former right chick, you're still the right chick, and St. Tammany's very own leading lady, Madam Chairman of the Republican Party. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing very good. How have you been?
I've been doing good. I'm trying to adjust. You know, it's different being on the water than living up here. So, I'm learning how to adjust. Check this out. California is writing a bill even as we speak. And in the bill, and Gavin Newsom wants this, in the bill, parents are going to have the right for 28 days after birth to turn the child in to be killed.
That makes no sense to me. That is murder. Hold on a second. Steve, hold on. We're going to go into break. I'm going to catch you on the flip side. If you want to get in with the show, you can give us a call at 556-9696.
River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com.
Parents, want to turn a negative into a positive for your children? Purchase the positive and patriotic book, Juju the Good Voodoo and One Flag, One America, both written, illustrated, and published locally by our own fellow WGSO colleague, Michelle Wonder Woman Hurstis. Juju the Good Voodoo is about turning negatives into positives, and One Flag, One America is the true story of the American flag, and it also teaches children patriotism. Go to jujuthegoodvoodoo.com and oneflagoneamerica.com and purchase your books today. Also available, Juju the Good Voodoo dolls and little star dolls.
That's jujuthegoodvoodoo.com and oneflagoneamerica.com, authored by our own colleague, Michelle Wonder Woman Hurstis. Contact her via email, hurstified@yahoo.com.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. You may be surprised to hear a major pro-life group in Louisiana comes down against a bill that would make abortion a crime, punishable with prison time for the mother, doctor, and others assisting. Louisiana Family Forum President Gene Mills says the measure is potentially harmful and won't be needed if the U.S. Supreme Court reverses Roe versus Wade. Mills says if that happens, the state and private sector need to be ready to step up for expectant mothers.
So post-Roe, Louisiana is going to look a lot more crisis pregnancy center friendly. Medical care that needs to be extended, local churches engaging, and medical practitioners offering alternatives outside of surgical or chemical abortions.
That bill is scheduled for full House debate this week. Deputies in Webster Parish say three men were seriously burned in a propane explosion this morning at AeroPress in Cotton Valley. The men were airlifted to the burn center in Shreveport. If it's known, the cause of the blast has not yet been made public. The federal agency OSHA is investigating. This is news on LRN.
Everybody has a story. We don't always know where it'll take us.
I am Juliet, daughter of Marguerite, granddaughter of Gabrielle Piera. I come from a line of strong women, women who knew struggle and success too. Still, I was scared by my breast cancer diagnosis. But deep down I knew I was brave enough to face it. I had Blue Cross coverage and got care from top doctors.
When health issues surface, it's good to know you can rely on the strength of the cross and protection of the shield. Your card opens the door to a large network of quality providers to care for you.
I'm strong like my mother and her mother before her. I'm here and I am healthier and better than ever.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Louisiana has been helping Louisianans get care for generations. With the right card, the right care, you can get back to your story and to what you love best. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Louisiana.
Parents, want to turn a negative into a positive for your children? Purchase the positive and patriotic book, Juju the Good Voodoo and One Flag, One America, both written, illustrated, and published locally by our own fellow WGSO colleague, Michelle Wonder Woman Hurstis. Juju the Good Voodoo is about turning negatives into positives, and One Flag, One America is the true story of the American flag, and it also teaches children patriotism. Go to jujuthegoodvoodoo.com and oneflagoneamerica.com and purchase your books today. Also available, Juju the Good Voodoo Dolls and Little Star Dolls. That's jujuthegoodvoodoo.com and oneflagoneamerica.com. Authored by our own colleague, Michelle Wonder Woman Hurstis. Contact her via email, hurstified@yahoo.com. Have damage by Hurricane Ida? Call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration. Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at C. Freeman Enterprises, 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana, 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
All right, well, we are back. We are back, and you are listening to Michelle Hurst is filling in for the Flaming Conservative. Thanks, John, for having me fill in for you, and I hope you get better. Send in some hugs and prayers over to you. So if everybody can do that as well, that would be great. But you are listening to the Holy Patriotic Jambalaya. If you want to get in on the show, you can call 556-9696. You're listening to us at WGSO 990 AM. You can also listen to us on the TuneIn app and on WGSO.com live streaming. Steve, do we still have you on, Steve and Phil?
I'm still here.
All right, good. Yeah, Steve, sorry about that. We were going into the break, and after you, we're going to get to Paul. Paul, just hold on a little bit longer. You were saying 28 days after. Well, you know, what's-his-face, Beto, is running for governor again, and he's saying that he's going to pass when he becomes governor, which that's not going to happen in Texas, that you can have an abortion up to 9 months. But, yeah, that's ridiculous, 28 days after birth.
Yeah, is they're trying to flip away. You know, the things that are going on in the country have one direct correlation: is life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness are endowed by a creator, and they're trying to eliminate the creator. They're trying to eliminate knowledge about God. They're trying to put all the control in to whatever a human being wants to do, and take away the knowledge about God and the way he set things up with morality, responsibility, accountability, and other things. And, you know, it's children in charge of the asylum. It is all it is. And then you're going to have people who are sociopaths and other things. And they're going to end up getting in office and things. So we're headed down a slope.
Exactly. I was just about to say, but our part is to get out and vote and try to get the scum out of, you know, these certain positions and that. So, but Steve, thanks so much for calling. It was good talking with you. Phil, you have anything to say about the California bill that Steve mentioned?
Yes. We got to stop those satanic bills, I'll tell you this right now. And we also have to find a way to stop all the voter fraud. It's got to stop. All the voter fraud's got to come to an end, just like abortion, because there's many forms of abortion and murder, and that's how they murder in the country right there. And they do it right in front of us. They dress like ninjas in the middle of the night, and they go drop all these votes all over the place. And there's other forms of, you know, this thing that's going on, too. So we gotta work together. We got to ally together more. We need to join together more. We need to marry, you know, the Home Defense Foundation people with the Crime Stopper and Crime Fighter people and the Jefferson Parish Police and the citizens of Jefferson Parish. Because I'm telling you, we have to form a border patrol between us and Orleans Parish, just like the border needs to be done between us and Mexico, because they're falling over the border right now. They're going to kill people over here. They're going to rape them over here. They're going to cause all kinds of heartache. But we can intercept them and fight back. You know, protect the house as good as you can and your family, and prepare yourselves, because this is not fun what's happening here. They're attacking the Supreme Court, you know, judges' houses and stuff over there, using Molotov cocktails.
That's a federal offense. It's a federal offense what they're doing, Phil. And you know, it's amazing that they're not getting arrested. Of course they're not. But yet we've got, you know, our people in jail for January 6th, you know. But look, let's get Paul. We got Paul from Marrero. He's been on hold for a long time. I'm sorry, Paul. Finally getting
to
you.
Okay.
What's going on?
That's okay. I don't need to watch a movie to tell me what's going on in this country. I've been knowing this for a very long, long time. I've been seeing this country, and it's coming to fruition, okay? People just don't care. People don't stick together. A lot of them don't know what's going on because they're so enthralled in their lives. You follow me? They don't have time to stop and realize what's going on. And the government knows that. It's time for people to slow down and pay attention and watch what's going on. You know,
they're not,
old
Paul,
people,
they're not.
We've been there. We've done it. You follow me?
Yeah. Well, I know. Look,
as far as abortions, I'm going to go back to when it first started. Where was the Catholic Church back then?
The same Catholic Church is real,
man, nowhere.
Real good about hiding a lot of stuff.
I blame the Pope for that. I blame the Cardinals could have done better. The bishops and the archbishops. I was a devout Catholic for a long time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they should be pro-life, you know what I'm saying? But it's clear to see that they're not standing up the way that they should.
No, they do lots of cover-ups.
It'd be a big difference if these churches was united all over the country. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Just one or two churches ain't going to cut it, man. It's got to be unity, you know, or else nothing's ever going to, you know, go right.
Well, they're going to do what they want, Paul, because they're still getting the money. You know, as long as the people are going into the churches and still tithing, still giving the Catholic Church money,
that people,
they're
going to
just keep doing
everything.
People have been mesmerized
over the years. I know that.
Yeah. I mean, those people actually
funded
for priests to get moved to a different district.
You have to have some soul searching and use common sense. You follow me? I know it's against the law to kill. And abortion, that's murder when it happens.
Yeah, it is. It is. Those people should be up for murder. I mean, especially
if more of an outcry in this country about this, you know, because it's not right, man.
No, you're right. No, you're completely right, Phil. What is your take?
Yeah, listen.
We gotta get. Yeah, man.
Go ahead. Well, listen, I agree with you 100% that we need to unite better, and I have some good news, a little bit I want to say right now. Up to this point right now, I've been watching as much as I can and looking at stuff, and so far no churches have been burned down or attacked over here in Jefferson Parish. We need to help keep it that way. That's right. Protect our churches and get out there in the streets in the middle of the night, because that's what they're doing right now. You know, look, they want to abort the entire nation. Vaccination is a form of abortion. And this is not happening by accident. It's controlled and paid for and pre-planned, and it's being done from the mafia, Joker, Biden, communist, Nazi, British White House, or whatever they are, whoever they are, the secret nation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they stole the election. They stole the election. Our real president is down there in Mar-a-Lago, Florida, right now. We're one of our best people that was ever governor. There ever was Ron DeSantis, and we need to unify our states as much as possible. Look, Louisiana's not joining with the National Guard and all that other stuff, you know, and that's because of This is a comprehensive, deep attack that goes, you know, way back a long time ago, and there still is a win away, and we will win. We just got to unite. We got to read that Bible. We need to wake up, stand up, rise up and rise up, put on the mind of Jesus Christ and the full armor of God, so we can, you know. Stand in the gap. Watch the wall. You know, rescue the innocent. Love your family. Love your community.
Oh, yeah.
Love your job. And get to work protecting people, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think we're trying. They're going to have a pro-life rally on the Capitol steps over in Baton Rouge tomorrow. It starts at about 1:30.
One last thing before I go.
Yeah.
I want people out there just to slow down a little bit and look around you and use your common sense, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When it's time to go out and vote, it doesn't matter who you vote for. It could be an R, a D, or an I, okay? Vote for the person who's best suited to do the job and to help you, okay? Because there's no more R, D, and I's anymore like what it used to be.
Right.
So you got to know who to vote for and who to trust.
No, and Paul, I agree with you 100% because, you know, we've got so many,
ma'am.
You know, Democrats in you know, wolves in sheep's clothing that are just putting an R behind their name just so they can get elected because they know that that, say, district or area is more Republican and more conservative. So they're like,
God bless Phil. God bless everybody in the listening audience. I mean that. From the bottom of my heart, and like I say, pay attention. You know, pay attention to what's going on. And use your power of voting. 10% vote, that's ridiculous, man. We got to bring more people to the polls to vote. You follow me? We just can't let this happen all the time.
Yeah.
10%, 15% of the vote, and these guys are elected. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. Well, I appreciate your call, Paul. I really do. Mandy, I appreciate your call. If you want to be part of the show, you can give us a call at 556-9696. You're listening to the Holy Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO 990 AM. You know, he brings up, oh, we got music coming on already. Oh, well, that was perfect timing. All right, so we're going to a break. You can catch us on the other side, all right? Stay tuned.
Amen.
River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com. Have damage by Hurricane Ida? Call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration. Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at C. Freeman Enterprises, 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Paz, Louisiana, 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs. New Orleans area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, aka Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734.
Oh, I love it. That's a little Queensryche. Boy, oh boy. John, that was a good pick for some bumper music. I love Queensryche. You're listening to Holy Patriotic Jambalaya. I'm filling in for the Flaming Conservative. My name is Michelle Hurstis. You can get me on Facebook under Hurstified. To call into the show is 556-9696. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM. You can listen to us on the TuneIn app or on WGSO.com. We have live streaming. And if you want to catch this show later on, they actually put it on. You can look under the podcast. Any of the shows on there, you can go back and listen to. Well, we have the celebrity himself, the Flaming Conservative, on the lawn. John, how are you feeling?
A little sore, but I'm gonna thrive and survive, my friend.
Well, we know that. We know that. Look, thanks for letting me host here with Phil the Patriot.
I couldn't think of anybody else.
Well, thank you. Jeff, I appreciate it.
Jeff, I mean, Mimi.
No, Michelle.
Michelle, please. Please tell Jeff we need a patriot pro-life vest. We need a pro-life patriot vest. Again, we need a pro-life patriot vest by the Harley statue.
I'm going to get with you one day on that, Michelle. I'm talking with Steve Blaze from the Little League Acts and Randy Jackson from Zebra. Have Central Plaza ain't got no place to have things anymore, and Slidell will be too far from Metairie. We think we can have it in Metairie, a Patriot Fest, a concert, and you can sell your stuff.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. Yeah, keep me posted on that.
It'll help us unite. It'll help us unite all the different people, like the Home Defense Foundation and the Crime Stoppers and the Patriots in the area and people that love this country.
Yeah, no, most definitely. Most definitely. And, hey, John, thanks for playing my commercial, too. You did a great job on that.
Anytime. And you're very well worth it.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I hope you feel better.
I will. I still say my prayers when I wake up. This medicine's knocking me out and stuff, so I'm saying my prayers. I want to say to Brother John, our favorite pastor, that Ben did a good job. I watched Ben. His son Ben, didn't he do service yesterday?
Oh, he did. Yeah, no, he did, and he did a fabulous job. He really did.
Get him trained right, because we need John to defeat Steve Scalise for Congress.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding,
talking to him on the side. I said, John, Brother John, you got Steve is a turncoat. Instead of going to Trump's farewell speech, he took Donna Brazile to the Biden inauguration. That is a no-no in conservative circles.
I couldn't believe that. I saw Steve. He was actually at one of these meetings that I was at, one of the Republican Women's Club meetings, and I kind of called him out for it. And basically his answer was that, he has friends on both sides. That was his thing. Oh, I have friends on both sides. I don't care who your friends are. You should, President Trump stands behind you 100% all the time. You should have stood behind him and bidded his farewell instead of with Biden. So,
that's right. Well,
look, John, you want to hold on for the rest of the show, because I've got Brian from Metairie on. I wanted to take his call before
we
miss out.
We need on the call too.
What's that?
We want Deplorable D on the call.
Oh, I don't even know if she's listening. Who knows? So, Brian, can we put Brian from Metairie on? How you doing, Brian?
Yes, Michelle. Good evening. Hello.
Thank you. Good evening.
Yes, ma'am. My father, when he was young, was a strapping Marine, big. He won his third Purple Heart at Okinawa.
Oh, wow.
One of the things that he told me is the first kamikaze that hit his gun turret was in the Solomon Islands. That was his first Purple Heart. His second was in the Aleutian Islands on a battleship. And the third was a kamikaze hitting the gun turret. That was his third Purple Heart. He almost didn't make that one. But one thing he said, don't watch what a man says, but the repercussions of what his words turn into. And to see what the Republicans have turned into are just as bad, if not worse, than what the Democrats are. And to have Steve Scalise to continually now, with the covers taking off, to do what he's doing and standing by the one who will be taking the golden throne for the congressional seat for the Republicans when they take power. We know better off than the last three or four that have sat on that throne in Congress. They haven't learned a thing, and they're not going to learn a thing, because they enthroned on making money from the Chinese, from the Russians, from whoever writes the check, whatever country they come from. And you got the president's son, who was just in Russia a week ago, setting a business deal with one of the very few, if not the last, oligarchs that hasn't been banned from the United States doing business. And wow. Nothing was done, nothing has been done, and nothing will be done.
No. Yeah. I mean, Biden is definitely in China's pocket right now. I mean, whatever China wants, China's going to get, you know.
And one last thing, Ms. Michelle. The
yes,
news
sir.
Today that now there's a shortage of baby formula in Washington,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden
mm-hmm.
that's major news. There's formula shortage all over the United States of America. They don't get it.
Oh, yeah.
The Americans that were left in Afghanistan are starving. It's famine across the entire country of Afghanistan, especially in the major two biggest cities. No food is coming in. The American families that were left there, that were wives of our soldiers, if you could see the pictures that are coming in to the missionaries that are sending pictures back to their churches, to see, it looks like, almost looks like Auschwitz, skin and bones.
Wow, that's
nothing
horrible.
Nothing is being done.
No,
thank
you're
you so
right.
Much.
Thanks, Brian, for calling in. John, what do you say about?
Hello.
I totally agree with him.
Yeah, no, most definitely, Phil.
Yeah, I agree with him 100% too. You know, I say let there be truth, light, and happiness. Amen. Thanks for that last caller.
Yeah, no, most definitely. Now, the baby formula shortage, it is going all over the United States right now because there was a recall. There's been some recall. And let me tell you, I wouldn't doubt if they're not doing a lot of that stuff on purpose. You know, might be funny that we have a baby formula shortage and now they're talking about abortions.
Have you heard about the hepatitis that's going on with the young kids after taking the booster shot yet? Check into it right away because I heard it on a couple of stations, and I believe it because I know these shots are not good for you. They're designed to destroy your immune system. They're designed to eliminate the human race. You know, we're just cattle to these people, you know, that's doing this to us. That's why I say boycott all of these tents, boycott Osner, boycott Disneyland, boycott AT&T, and don't buy any Chinese goods anymore. Just buy American, high American, help American, amen.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. But, you know, what's sad is that everything is made in China, you know, and now we've got
just don't buy anything from China. Just stop. You know, don't do it. Don't wear a mask. Don't take a vaccination. Don't buy any of the marks of the beast. There's 666 of them. And I know that all of us are wearing one or two. I'm not wearing none, that's for sure.
Speaking of American made, I became good friends with Steve Blazer, Lily Neck, the lead guitar player. And the person who does his merchandise and the T-shirt, he's got a complaint like the shirts are not made in America. I'm going to give you Michelle's number. I'm going to talk to Michelle first.
It sounds like we're ending here. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening to Holy Patriotic Jambalaya. Thanks, Phil. Thanks, John.
River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com.
Parents, want to turn a negative into a positive for your children? Purchase the positive and patriotic book, Juju the Good Voodoo and One Flag, One America, both written, illustrated, and published locally by our own fellow WGSO colleague, Michelle Wonder Woman Herstis. Juju the Good Voodoo is about turning negatives into positives. And One Flag, One America is the true story of the American flag, and it also teaches children patriotism. Go to jujuthegoodvoodoo.com and oneflagoneamerica.com and purchase your books today. Also available, Juju the Good Voodoo Dolls and Little Star Dolls. That's jujuthegoodvoodoo.com and oneflagoneamerica.com. Authored by our own colleague, Michelle Wonder Woman Herstis. Contact her via email, herstified@yahoo.com.
The best place for cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana is The John Mason Show, every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, broadcasting live from the heart of New Orleans, Louisiana.